This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 11, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-70s. In this hot, dry summer of 2022 comes news today in the Salem News that several area towns are exploring sharing their water connection capabilities to meet water needs in the future. The towns of Hamilton, Wenham, Ipswich, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, and Topsfield could build new water pipes to better serve residents, connect the towns together, and be able to connect to the Salem and Beverly water supplies, allowing towns to meet shifting water demands in the future. A Peabody police officer is under arrest following a house break in Lynn. The Salem News is reporting that James Festa, a 13-year veteran of the Peabody Police Department, is now on leave following a Wednesday morning house break. The 35-year-old Saugus man has been charged in the murder of a Lynn man that happened in Everett last month. The Daily Item is reporting that Brian Green was arrested in Reading this week and has been charged in the shooting death of Jarmal Sutson on the early morning of July 19. The Item is also reporting that $20 million in federal infrastructure money has been secured for Linway improvements. The construction will include the construction of a shared bicycle and pedestrian lane, improved bus stops, new benches and shelters, and increased meridian green space. The Newburyport News reports today that longtime Public Services Director Anthony Fernari will be retiring in February. Fernari is a Salem native who came to Newburyport in 2002, took a similar position in Danvers in 2007, and then returned to Newburyport 2 years later. Send us any comments or news notes through our email, msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. The Braves beat the Red Sox last night at Fenway Park 8-4. The Orioles open up a series with the Sox tonight at Fenway Park. Lynn Babe Ruth All-Stars are in Virginia today ahead of their appearance in the National World Series that begins later this week. And today we have word that Carol Mills has shot a hole-in-one at the Gannon Golf Course in Lynn. It was on the 155-yard sixth hole of the course. Don't forget, later this week, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Nick and Nick return to MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.